As we will, Mirtz Hashem, be beginning Slichos Matzei Shabbos, I thought we'd talk a little bit about the ideal time, the optimal time, to recite Slichos. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Dalet, first page of the Marmor Komos, towards the end of the Halacha. Talks about the importance of the period of Elul through Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And the Bnei Inyan Zeh, Nogu Kol Beis Yisrael L'Harbos B'Tzedakah B'Maisim Tovim V'Lasak B'Mitzvos B'Rosh Hashanah V'Ad Yom HaKippurim Yaseh Mikol Hashanah. V'nagu kulam lakum balayla ba'asar yamim elu. So there's a minna during Aseres Yemei Tshuva to get up during the night. Ulis palel b'bate knesios b'divri tachanunim u'b'kibushin ad sheyer hayom. So Rambam says the minna was to get up in the night and to daven up until the night was over, until it gets light. Take a look at the third page of the Marmor Komos. Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. Nogim Lakim Bashmores Lomar Slichos Hitachanunim Rosh Chodesh Elul Ve'elach Ad Yom Kippurim. That's Minhag of the Sfardim, starting Rosh Chodesh Elul. So Lakim Bashmores. And the Ramah says Minhag B'nei Ashkenaz Ein Okei De'el Rosh Chodesh Ve'elach Maskil Et Koach HaTfilah Shacharis. And Slichos is only B'yom Rishon Lifnei Rosh Hashanah Imchal Yom Rosh Hashanah Yishenu Shlishi. We start the Motzei Shabbos before. Fine. So the Rambam's formulation again is Lakum Balaila and Achayar Hayom, and the Mechaber's formulation is Ashmores. Why is this the time? So look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph and Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. This is what the Bach says and what the Magen Avraham says. The Sof Halayla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shat Ba'olam Hazeh. At the end of the night, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hovering over the world, and that's a particular Eitz Ratzon. That's based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shat B'Yudches HaLamas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hovers over 18 worlds, whatever that means, and in the last 3 hours of the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hovers over this world, and somehow that's an Eitz Ratzon. So Magen Avraham says, sounds like from that Gemara, that the optimal time to recite Slichos is the end of the night, what we would call the third Ashmores, the last few hours prior to Alos. Okay. Be'er Gra, in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch that you don't have in front of you here, Be'er Gra writes two words, Eicha Beis. What's the reference to Eicha Beis? Rabbi Karp explains in his Hilchos Chag V'Chag, Perek Beis, that presumably he's referring to the Pasuk in Eicha, Kumi Roni Balayla, L'Rosh Ashmaros, get up and cry out in the nighttime during the period of the Ashmaros. That's an appropriate time to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Gaon is Mitzayin Gemara in Brachos Daf Gimel. What is the Gemara Brachos Daf Gimel? The Gemara there says that there are three Mishmaros in the nighttime, and up till Chatzos, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ostik B'Torah, Mikan Ve'elach B'Shiros B'Tishbachos. That sounds like the ideal time is already Mechatzos. And then the Gaon is Mitzayin, the same Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, that the Magen Avraham and the Bach are Mitzayin themselves. Rabbi Karp makes the following suggestion to understand the Gaon. He points out that the Magen Avraham is a little bit difficult, because what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah really says on Gimel Amud Beis is that there are 12 hours in the daytime and parallel 12 hours in the nighttime. The first 3 hours of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Osik B'Torah. Second 3 hours he's Yoshev V'Dinus Kol Olam Kulo. And then when he sees that the world is Chayiv Klaya, Omei Mikisei Adin V'Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev V'Dinus Kol Olam Kulo. And during the fourth 3 hour period, Yoshev Mesachik and Levyasan. So the Gemara says there are actually 4 3 hour periods, and the transition from Din to Rachamim is exactly Av Chatzos. So how do you get from that Gemara that it's Afka, the last Ashmara, the last 3 hours, where it's the ideal Eith Ratzah? So he thinks maybe that's what the Gaon's Kavana is, to be Mitzai in both the Gemara of Azari and the Gemara in Brachos, that really all you see from the Gemara of Azari is the latter half of the night also, and you can begin saying Slichos from Chatzos, as would be indicated for the Gemara and Bracha. So that is the point at which the transition from Din to rachamim. Okay. Rav Moshe writes in the Shuvah, we'll get to the Shuvah a little bit later, Chele Besav and Kofei, that it could be the real ideal time begins on Chatzos, and practically speaking, people would push it back towards the latter part of the night to make it more convenient to just get up a little earlier than they ordinarily would, as opposed to saying Slichos at Chatzos. Okay, Rabbi Carr points out that there seems to be another element here as far as the ideal time for saying Slichos that emerges from the Rambam. As we noted earlier, the Rambam began the Nagu Kulam Lakum Balaila, to get up in the nighttime. So it's not just that you say Slichos during a certain period of time, but you get up to say Slichos. So that may be significant experientially, that it's important to get up earlier than you usually would, or get up in some way in order to say Slichos, as would indicate some kind of Zrizos to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recite Slichos. So Rabbi Karp thinks, for that reason, that if you have a choice, even if both after Chatzos and the third Hashbaras would be equal in terms of the ideal time to recite Slichos, and you have a choice between either staying up until Chatzos and reciting Slichos at Chatzos, or going to sleep and getting up early to recite Slichos b'sof Hashmores, it would be better to get up early to recite Slichos b'sof Hashmores, because that's what the Rambam emphasizes, a nagu lakum b'laila, dafka, to get up, to go to sleep and get up, as a sign of Zrizus.
But how do we know that lakum means Hashmores? Maybe he went to sleep earlier in the night and he woke up by Chatzos.
That would also be fine, but I would. That is not what I'm. What I'm saying is that if the choice is between staying up until Chatzos, reciting Slichos at Chatzos, and then going to sleep, or going to sleep and then getting up early in the morning, then it would be better to go to sleep and get up early in the morning. That's where Rav Sturmbach writes. Take a look at Shuvas Van Hagos, Chelek Dalid Simin Kuf Lamed Dalid. The second paragraph, he writes, "V'nir she'iker gadol ba'avodas imei slichos u'lahashkim lamirasam." So one of the principles of slichos, one of the main points, is to get up to say slichos. K'mo she'kasev shachan aruch nogim lokum ba'ashmaris omer slichos. V'nira, v'gam omer slichos b'chatzos alayla, yesh l'lahashkim b'avokar l'tfila. Even if you can say slichos at chatzos, you should still get up earlier than you normally would to daven in the morning. So it's not that you should, if you're going to say Slichos HaChatzos, that's not an excuse to sleep later in the morning. Now you should stay up to say Slichos HaChatzos so you could go to a later Shacharis. But even if you stay up to say Slichos HaChatzos, you should still be makbid to daven earlier than you normally would, as a sign of Zrizos, to have that kiyum of getting up. So he says, Asher al kein lo tobe ein ayaminag shereisi bizman achron sheskilu kamen minyanim lomer b'chol yom asichas b'chatzos u'babokir ma'achron l'sval. So they stay up late to say sichas achasos, and then they daven shacharis late. He thinks that's against the whole point, that they're lacking the maila of being kam l'tfila bizrizas. And he writes that he heard from the gabbai of the Belzer Rebbe, the previous Belzer Rebbe, that he would be up all night anyway. When it came time for Slichos, he took a little nap beforehand so he could get up for Slichos. And he said, he heard the same thing, the name of the Brisker Rav, that Vayashkem is dafka after you sleep. Vayashkem avim baboker. It's mashra that he went to sleep. He didn't stay up all night in anticipation, but he actually went to sleep. And then he got up to go do the Akedah. Then he says, maybe that's not necessarily the Mashmas of Yashkem, but either way, he thinks that the original minhag definitely was to get up to say Slichos. That's the indication in the Rambam. And therefore, if you're going to say Slichos after daybreak, after nates, you're not getting up to say Slichos in the nighttime, then that's lower, then you're missing something. And even if you're going to say Slichos HaChatzos, you should get up early to daven Shacharis to have that kiyum of some sort of kima. Rabbi Zilberstein points to a, this is one of his kinds of rayas that you wouldn't think indicate anything. But in that question, is it better to say, to stay up late to say Sichas HaChatzos or to go to sleep early and get up early to say Sichas Sof HaShmores? So he quotes the Gemara in Yuma. This is printed in the Chashuke Chemer there in Yuma, Kaf Beis. The Gemara there is talking about the pious. What avodas in Beis HaMikdash had a lottery to determine what kohen would do the avodas. The Gemara there says that there is no pious for Hector Evarim Pedarim, for the leftovers that they were macked on this Ve'ach night. Why? The Gemara says, Shani Migna Mimekam. That staying up is different than going to sleep. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Noach lo la'adam l'nade shena me'enav. So it's easier for a person to stay up late. Milelech lishan asof halayl. It's easier to stay up late, to go to sleep later. Milias omen mitasa bashkama shitrum asadashen. So it's easier to stay up late than to get up early. It's more of a challenge for someone to get up early than they used to, than to stay later than they used to. To get up early, that's where there's the Tumas Hadeshen. So there, that affects the need for pious, where something is more difficult to do anyway. So as Zilberstein says, you see from there, the fact that it's more difficult to get up early would indicate that what we're trying to do during this Tkufa is to do things that are more difficult, and therefore be better to get up early to say Slichos rather than to say Slichos HaChatzos and stay up late. In the Sefer Ha'elulim Kodesh Lashem, which is a recently published Sefer on Hilchos Kodesh Elul, he quotes Klisheni from Sidney Melsa, quoted from the Kloisenberger Rebbe, who remarked that he says, it used to be in Sanz that the people would get up 2 or 3 hours before Shacharis. They would go to the mikvah, the birds would be trembling, and the fish in the sea, and everybody was focusing on the mikvah or Tehillim, and everyone got up for Slichos, and no one would stay up to say Slichos HaChatzos, and then go home to go back to sleep, because that defeats all purpose. The point isn't to get in more sleep, the point is to get up early and have less sleep. Poskim nevertheless say that we've been discussing until now whether it's better or is it equal to say Slichos HaChatzos or to say Slichos before Alos. But both of those are presumably definitely better than saying Slichos after Alos or after Dates. And Poskim say, nevertheless, if you're not able to say Slichos early, you still say them even if it's in the daytime. Take a look at the last page of the Marmar Komos, the Sefer Record, classic Sefer Record of Hilchos Yom and Arayim, is the Mat Ephraim. And one of the commentaries on the back is in the bottom is the Elif HaMagain. The Elif HaMagain there, Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Os Kaf Dalid, writes Mikol Mokom. If you're delayed, you don't say Slichos until after its date ready. Still, you should say it. So the ideal optimum time to say it is during part of the night. But the whole day is ultimately a Yom Ratzon. So you could say it even in the daytime if necessary. Fine. Rabbi Karp just notes that in many yeshivas they say Slichos after Nates because they feel that the Bachrim won't be able to learn properly if they say Slichos too early. Okay, Rabbi Willie points out that even though in all the poskim the formulation is that the Hashmaris ends at Alos, but if you assume, as we generally do, Mikra Adin, like the Zmanim of the Gon, that the Halachi day begins at Nates and not at Alos, so according to that, there would still be a malyusa in reciting Slichos before Nates. So that's the equivalent of reciting it before Alos. That's still considered to be the Sof Hashmores, and that still is a kiyum of reciting Slichos at night. So presumably, even if you start Slichos, you get in the first Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim before Nates, then that's already far better than reciting slichos after nights. Okay. What about reciting slichos prior to chatzos? Prior to chatzos alayla. So the Magen Avraham has a comment. You have it here, the Marmor Kombo, Simon Tavkov Samach Hei, Sivkatan Hei. This is in Hilchos Tanis. Tavko Samachei Sivkatan Hei. Magen Avraham writes, in the last sentence in Sivkatan Hei, Ein lo mar kodim chasos laila shum slichos, v'lo yilgim amidos v'shum panim la'olam, chutz mi v'yom ha-kippurim. So you should never recite slichos or yilgim amidos harachamim before chasos ha-laila, except for Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is a different type of a day. So look back at Simon Tavkuf Pei Aleph. And the page from the Mishnah Berurah. The Shari Shuvah Sivkatan Aleph. Kasa Birka Yosef, that's the Chidah, B'Shei Maram Zakusa. Yesh mekomos she'omrim slichos ba'arvis. Some would say slichos at night. Yishtach adover. Should never say such a thing. Shein roi lahaskir shloshes emidos ki'im be'ez ratzon. Va'yoshev shan be'ez she'omrim yeshev v'yidom ha'yomrim zmarim. So akadei kach, you shouldn't recite slichos before chatzos. And if you're in a minyan, you're with people that are, you shouldn't even respond. You shouldn't say that you're giving me the serachimim with them. Don't say anything. Say tell them. V'yidom yachalomar. So this is based, presumably, both on that Gemara and Brachas that indicates that Chatzos is the turning point between Din and Rachamim. Prior to Chatzos, Alayla is the time of Din. And other Sifrei Kabbalah that talk in stronger terms about the fact that the Midas HaDin is out to get you prior to Chatzos HaLayla. Ramosha has a tshuva, which you have in the Marmor Kamos here, Chelek Beisim and Kofei, in which it discusses whether there are any grounds to allow reciting slichos prior to Chatzos HaLayla. The way the question was formulated was in a neighborhood, a bad neighborhood, where it's too dangerous to go out too late at night. So you want to say slichos at 10 o'clock at night because it's too dangerous to travel outside after that point. So Ramosha is not a fan l'chachila, based on this Magen Avraham and others. But Ramosha acknowledges the bottom paragraph in the second column here, beginning Ach, Ach imu ba'ofen she'yafshar mechatzos l'halon v'yitzbalu also tzibur m'slichos. If it's a matter of either now or never, the only time you can do it is for chatzos halayla, otherwise you won't do it at all. Yesh lahatir begeder rosh shah gamit chila. So then you can allow it under the circumstances as a haras shah. Why? Ki b'dvar me'elu ein makor me'gemara. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara. You can't say slichos before chatzos. V'feirish. Ela hei midivrei rabbeinu achronim al pi sifrei kabbalah. Shemistabish ein b'zeh inyan iser. Ela she'ein mo'ilim b'koach yilgim amidos she'esh avtachas shalo yachzir reikam. Ela kistan tfila. So maybe it doesn't have the maila of the yilgim amidos harachamim and the tfila that accomplishes, but there's no iser. And even if it's not effective, it doesn't hurt you. V'lachein k'dei shalo yisbadlu milam r'slichos shalo yatsib r'shim his'oros l'tshuva tov yosir lomer af mitchila af mitchila rasha. So Moshe says that there's a certain experiential advantage to having the Baal Batim recite slichos, even if it won't have the full effect of the Yilgim Midas Harachamim, and therefore if it's a choice between getting rid of slichos entirely, reciting it before Chatzos HaLayla, he thinks you're allowed to recite it before Chatzos HaLayla.
Presumably, after nights would be better as well.
You're right. So it sounds like that wasn't an option here.
Right. Yeah.
Right. After nights would be better, but if the choice is between before Chatzos and not, then he would say to say before Chatzos.
But if he asked me a question, I was thinking that if you you're saying that Hashem,
right?
You're doing midos, you stop me in the middle of Pazuk, and like,
right?
Are you saying Hashem this holy phrase when it's not you give him midos? So can you say it?
Yes. Right. So he discusses that a little bit in the next paragraph. He's matru doing that. You can take a look at his reasoning over there. Ramosha himself assumes, as far as our previous discussion, the end of this tshuva, that Ashmaris is better than Chatzos, even better than after Chatzos, under normal circumstances. Okay. And in the Sefer Halulim Kodesh Hashem, he quotes from Shrai Dublitsky, who just passed away a few months ago. He said the same thing, that if there's a tzorech, you could do it before Chatzos, because there's no Isser, it's just Alpi Kabbalah that is not Mo'el. Rav Avadya is Eish Lahava against ever entertaining such a thing, and he argues on Rav Moshe. Yechavadas Chelak Aleph Simen Mevav, Yechavadas Chelak Aleph Simen Mevav, also printed in the Chazon Avadya on Yom Aram. So he says, he quotes some of the Sifrei Kabbalah, and he says that there are no grounds to allow reciting Slichas for Chatzos, even if it's a choice between that and nothing. He quotes from Moshe, he says, based on the earliest farim, Shara Kavanos, it's not true. He says, Ha'omer Slichas, he quotes, Ha'omer Slichas betchilas halayla, who carvely as mekaseis benetiyas, it's like you're being a kofer. Vivada sheyosu nachon lishar b'shevi altasa, better not to say anything, ulimana me'amir Slichas b'chlal, me'asher lomer Slichas yubimidas betchilas halayla. He says, maybe you could argue that as long as it's after Chasos and Eretz Yisrael, Rav Moshe is writing in America, so if it's after Chasos and Eretz Yisrael, so maybe then it'll be okay, because maybe it's not really the same Shas Hadin anymore once it's after Chasos and Eretz Yisrael. And that's like Kudus Rav Shechter quote, that to justify going to the mikveh early on Erev Hashanah, even though some of the Sfarim say you should only go after Chasos, well, if it's already after Chasos and Eretz Yisrael, then there's no mini Alpi Kabbalah to go to the mikveh early here. I forget who he quotes who says that. Same idea. So that's also an Erev Hashanah. It's not the reason seems to be Alpi Kabbalah. Okay. Now all this seems to pertain to Slichos in general. However, we have a minhag Slichos the first night, reciting Slichos L'chachila right after Chatzos, and not B'sof Hashmorah. So what is that based on? Look first at the Mat Ephraim, the second to last page in the Marmor Komos. Mat Ephraim Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Os Yir Aleph. Yesh Mekomos Shenogin Lokom Hashmorah Slomer Slichos Simin Acher Rosh Chodesh Ale Yom Kippurim Bimei Chol V'lo B'Shabbosos V'yesh Maskin L'Hashkin Miyom Tesvav Be'elo V'din Oseinu Enogin Kein V'ak Maskin L'Hashkin Lomer Slichos Min Yom Al B'Shuvah Shechal Rosh Hashanah Im Chal Rosh Hashanah Miyom Beizu Yom Gimel Maskin L'Hashkin Miyom Alev Shavua Shelefanov Zmanim Yom Slichos Hu B'Sof Halayla Samach Lor HaBoker The so people delay, still before Alos, but only a little before Alos. Mikal Maka. The Yom Rishon Mashkimin Yosir Ksas. On the first day, we get up a little earlier. Dichdei Sheyitachin Yloshan Hapizman Shomrim Bo Bizakasam Beodleel. So what is the matter of Ephraim? Say Ephraim Zan Margolius. That normally, the minhag, the common practice was to get up right before Amud HaShachar. And the first night, we get up a little earlier than that. So instead of getting up at 6, or 5:30, we'll get up at 5. Why? Because we say the Pizman, Bizaka Sambo, Lil, so it's appropriate, it should still be nighttime when you say that line. V'chein Ratzah Sirisam Ba'am the Balela, so the Piyutim, the slichos that we have in the first night dafka, reference Lila. Okay, so the minhag that he is quoting is not talking about Chatzos, just a little earlier than normal. The Leket Yosher, much earlier, Leket Yosher Tamid the Shumas Hadeshen, and this seems to be the basis of our practice. So again, based on the Matter 5, you don't get the impression that in Europe it was the common practice, at least far from universal, to start the first night of Chatzos. But there is a Leket Yosher. Leket Yosher is on page 118 of the classic printing. Don't know if there's another printing. So Leket Yosher writes, Tamid Shumas Hadeshen, one of the earlier works of Minhage Frankfurt. V'yesh lomar le'olam omdim b'yom rishon mishum shehu samach l'shabbos. So we always start slichos on Sunday because that's right after Shabbos. V'naha kol adam l'olma b'shabbos, and everyone was learning Torah on Shabbos. V'chein haya b'yamav t'rumas adashan mishum de'ein l'adam asak, and people weren't busy. V'gam yesh lo p'nai l'olma, so everyone was able to focus on limud Torah on Shabbos. Vevi Mashal Kishabo Yisrael Eretz Yisrael wrote said Torah Lachar Sak Mishum Shahay Yisrael Bemidbar Yupanim Lacha. So when Klai Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time, Torah was upset that there wouldn't be the opportunity to learn Torah with the same vigor and dedication as was the case in the Midbar. Hayulam Din Torah Amal Atak Alecha Ve'achad Holach LeKarma Ve'enolam Din Torah Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashal Eshtei Achayos Achas lokeach liish ve'en labas zuga. Kachesh v'kadosh baruch hu yesh lecha bas zuga v'shabbos ma'u. That Shabbos is the partner of Torah. V'shabbos heim pinuyim imelacha v'hayu lo'andim v'Torah. So even if people are working hard all week, Shabbos they have the free time to learn Torah. Lekach tov lehaskel b'yom aleph. Ki am smechem machmas mitzvah satorah sheheim lomdim b'shabbos. So people were happy in a good mood because of the Torah that they learned on Shabbos. V'gam machmas onek Shabbos. V'arminan eina shkina shora lo machmas atzvos lo mitoch atzvos al mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. In order to bring on the ashras hashkina, there has to be a level of simcha shel mitzvah. L'chein tov l'haskel l'spala mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. V'gam hapayet hiskel b'motzei menucha. So we should be try to connect the beginning of Slichos to Shabbos because of the Simcha generated by Talmud Torah and Shabbos, and he also throws in that the people Motzei Menucha sounds like we should recite it on Motzei Shabbos. So this is what the Poskim quote, or the Svarim quote, as the source, so to speak, of reciting Slichos as early as possible Motzei Shabbos to connect Slichos to Shabbos. So as we said before, Chatzos is pretty much a non-starter, but the earliest you can do it after Chassos is right after Chassos. That seems to be the basis of the minog of reciting Slichos as soon as possible after Chassos. Now, the Motzei Menucha itself is still Motzei Menucha 5 minutes before Lo Salsa. It sounds like the fact that you want to connect to the largest extent possible Shabbos to Slichos is the reason for this minog that developed. In the Shem Yishmuel, Parashat Kisavah, in the first piece, he talks about this, that that's the reason we recite Slichos after Chatzos on Motzei Shabbos, the first Motzei Shabbos, and he says Shabbos is Rosh Tevos, Shabbos Bo Tashuv. The Shabbos is a period of Tshuva also. So Shabbos is Mesugal for Tshuva, Mesugal for Talmud Torah, and that's all a reason to start our Slichos as soon as possible after Shabbos. So may all our Tfilos be appropriately received. Thank you.